Welcome to the Wisdom of the Womb podcast, your home for mind, body, and soul wellness for women. My name is Stephanie Adler. I'm a certified nutrition consultant, birth doula, and women's hormone and fertility expert. I've supported hundreds of women in having healthy cycles, healthy babies, and building a balanced foundation in their bodies and minds to set them up for a limitless life. Now it's your turn. I believe a woman reaches her full potential when she trusts the innate wisdom of her body and that those women change the world. So if you're wanting to achieve hormone harmony, have boundless energy, optimize your fertility, live a holistically healthy life, and learn how to love and trust your body to become the well woman you know you are meant to be, you're in the right place. Join me for weekly wisdom on topics such as holistic hormone and gut health, fertility, mindfulness, birth, pregnancy, and beyond, and leave with actionable steps towards well womanhood. Thanks for pressing play today. I'm so excited for the magic we're going to create together. Let's dive in. Hey, Wisdom of the Womb Seekers. Today, we're going to be talking about the womb's cousin, the digestive system. And the womb and your gut really do love each other, and they tend to follow each other around. One of my favorite sayings is that pooping problems become period problems, and it's so true. And that expands beyond period problems and can translate into fertility issues and so much more, because the gut is really the root of all illness or all wellness in the body. And so this episode today is for my gut health queens, my IBS babes, for those of you who actually realize that you maybe have some gut issues. It's super common for people to come into my practice and be like, you know, I don't have any gut issues, but their hair is thinning and they have immune problems and they have fertility issues and all of these things. And it really is oftentimes an issue in the gut. And a lot of times people, it's reverse, where they know they have gut issues. They've been told they've had IBS their whole life. They know that they have tummy troubles, but they're not connecting that is connected to their hormones, to their immunity, to their weight, to their fertility and beyond. So if you're listening to this today and you know that you have IBS or that you have tummy troubles and you suspect you might have IBS, stay tuned. We're just going to talk about it a lot deeper. And I just want you to know it really connects to everything. And the problem with IBS is that it's a total bogus diagnosis. Okay. So today what we're going to be doing is talking about why IBS is a total bogus diagnosis and what to do to get to the root cause of your symptoms and truly heal. And before we do that, I do want to remind you of two things briefly. So the first is my own story. I had terrible stomach aches as long as I could remember. My childhood and adolescence, the entire time, I felt completely at the behest of what my stomach was going to do on any given day. It impacted my life so much. Between the years of probably 11 and 13, I had all the tests, you know, all the tests that the gastro could give me, and they all came back, quote unquote, fine. There was nothing wrong with me, supposedly. Yet I still called my mom crying from the bathroom to pick me up from birthday parties and bat mitzvahs. And I would like lay down and visualize the pain away. That was a trick my mom taught me when I was young. And looking back on it, it was super helpful, but like so sad that when I'm 8 years old, my mom is teaching me how to close my eyes and see the pain as a color and a shape and to send, you know, to accept it and not fight it. And I mean, again, super helpful, but really upsetting that I was dealing with that. Anyways, I digress, but every night after dinner, I was laying down on the couch and visualizing my pain and embracing it and letting it, you know, slowly fade away instead of fighting it. And, you know, I was in and out of these doctor's offices and the diagnosis was just IBS. And the consensus was there isn't that much we can do for you. Here are some medications. Spoiler alert, they don't work that well. They suck. And the doctor actually went as far to tell my mom that she thought I was making it up for attention. She thought I was making up all my symptoms and that she had real kids with real problems to treat and like couldn't waste her time with me anymore. And, you know, I was really not feeling well. And so I've been in the IBS boat. I get it. If my life didn't take the path that it did, I probably would be sitting on a toilet somewhere texting my sister like FML, joking with her that nothing had changed since we were kids. because she used to keep me company in the bathroom for 30 minutes every time my family went out to dinner. Like, I would always have to go to the bathroom. She would, this, my sweet sister would sit in there with me while the rest of my family waited in the car. And I feel like my life would still be a version of that if it hadn't taken a, you know, the route that it did. There's a ghost ship life somewhere where I'm still a 30-year-old woman struggling with that. And I'm so grateful that that hasn't been the case because of everything that I've learned and because of the way that I changed my life. And so I'm just sharing to say that I've been there and I've called the BS on the conventional way that the conventional medical community treats IBS or doesn't treat it for that matter. And the, you know, yeah. So I'm really wanting you to know that I've been there. Okay. And I feel for you if you are still there. And when I say IBS is so bogus, it's because it comes from a place of having been told there's nothing we can do, and then stepping outside of that system and realizing there's everything we can do, and we can totally, completely change your life. And so the second thing I want to remind you of is that I've actually not only healed myself, but I've helped hundreds of women get to the root cause of their gut issues, of their IBS symptoms, and actually heal their gut. And I've seen these women step into the most fulfilled expressions of themselves in ways they never thought were going to be possible, become the spontaneous adventure type they always wanted to be, but for years felt like they couldn't do that because of how unpredictable their stomach was. Or find the love of their life not long after healing because they were no longer afraid to date, had like they had been for years, because they would always have to rush home to go to the bathroom after leaving a restaurant. So you are not your diagnosis. You might have heard that before, but I'm here to remind you as well that like your life doesn't have to include IBS. It's not just that you are not your diagnosis, but you can have a life without IBS. Like, you can heal. My clients and I are proof of this. So, what do I mean when I say IBS is a bogus diagnosis? IBS is a diagnosis that is given after a process of elimination when they realize you don't have anything more serious going on. When the medical system has decided that they've had enough of sticking cameras down your throat and up your butt. When they don't have something serious enough that they found to operate on or to give you an immunosuppressant for the rest of your life. When someone with IBS asks their doctor how to help, usually they are presented with two options, meds and or a FODMAP diet that's given to you on like a piece of paper, a handout about it and sent on your way. Maybe a really good doctor, the gem of the industry, will tell you to manage your stress. But when you ask them, well, why do I have IBS? Why does it happen? The answer most people are given is, we don't know. That's like if you look up IBS on the computer, on the internet, and you say, why does IBS happen? They will say, we don't really know. But here's the thing. Your stomach hurting isn't because you have an antidepressant deficiency. Yes, many IBS drugs are a low dose of antidepressants. I don't know if you knew that. That's because the brain and gut are so similar and they're so connected. And so they use really low dose antidepressants to try and calm down the gut. It doesn't usually work very well, but they try. So your stomach hurting isn't because you have this antidepressant deficiency, and you not pooping for days on end has a deeper root than just having IBS, and using Miralax or something else to make you poop is simply just silencing the way that your body is trying to tell you something isn't working. And the sad reality is that an estimated, and this is a big estimate, right? It's almost double of each other, but an estimated 25 to 45 million people just in the United States suffer from IBS. And about 2 in 3 IBS sufferers are female. 2 in 3. And most people get a diagnosis after 6 years after their symptoms begin. And almost all of these people will be told that this is something they will deal with for the rest of their lives. And most of them will accept that fate. I don't know about you, but this is so bogus. We don't know why it happens. We don't really know how to help you. And we're going to give you this diagnosis of, it's a collection of symptoms after we can figure out that we have nothing else so more serious that we can quote unquote actually treat you with. So if you are here listening to this, if you and I are cut from the same cloth, if you, like me, have decided that you only get this one and only life and you deserve to feel amazing in your body during it, and you have decided not to take an IBS diagnosis as your digestive health destiny, then you too, like me, like so many of my clients, can actually heal your IBS at the root of why it's happening, and prove every doctor who ever told you to surrender to the stomach aches wrong. Prove them wrong. So we've established that the truest part of IBS is that it's BS, okay? And there are always, always reasons. Your body is signaling to you through pain, through bloating, through irregular bowel movements, that something isn't right. Something is out of balance and your body is begging you to listen. Hey, listen to me. I'm talking to you, right? So what are these reasons? What are the reasons underneath why someone has IBS? Well, there can be so many. In the past couple of decades, food sensitivities specifically have gotten a lot of attention as to why some of these irregularities might occur. My words are coming out funny. However, what I commonly see from these sensitivities is that the sensitivities are usually the byproduct of something even deeper than the sensitivity. So yes, eating a certain food, eating dairy, eating gluten might be upsetting your stomach, but why does eating dairy upset your stomach? Like, there's usually something deeper than that. And I have so many clients who have initially felt like they healed their gut by cutting out certain foods. But over time, it helped less and less. Those symptoms kind of popped back up. And over time, they tended to become more sensitive to other foods and their symptoms were returning. And, you know, this, what I'm getting to, it doesn't mean that every food is for everybody. Like, I think that there are some foods that really should be for nobody. And, you know, that every unique body is different and like not every food works for everyone. But what I am saying is that simply doing an elimination diet on its own is probably not going to solve your IBS symptoms and uncover why you feel the way you do. And I'm guilty of this. Listen, like in the very early days of my practice, I had a lot of success with people when, I mean, I would try and, you know, talk them and support them through a full program of gut healing, which we're going to talk about sooner or later in this podcast. But, you know, after that remove phase, which we're going to talk about more, a lot of people would feel a lot better and be like, okay, I'm done. And I'd be like, great. I'm glad you feel better. And then those same people would come to me a year later and be like, so it's not working anymore. And so I think that it's just really important that we name, I feel like food sensitivities have gotten this really big banner of we're the reason IBS exists. And it's like, yeah, sometimes. And usually that's, it's another symptom. Being sensitive to certain foods tends to be another symptom. So if we're not just doing elimination diets, which is something you might have probably already done on your own, right? Then how do we get to the bottom of IBS? How do I help women get to the bottom of their IBS? What do you do instead, right, of just accepting this bogus diagnosis? Well, first we test. And before you tell me, but Stephanie, I've had every test under the sun, unless you've had functional tests like the GI map or a candida screening or a full parasite panel, then no, you haven't. Because I've had clients whose doctors have tested them for H. pylori and it came back negative, but then I run a GI map and it comes back positive. And this happens because the doctor's test only comes back positive if H. pylori is really, really high, if it crosses a certain threshold. But we know that even low levels of H. pylori can wreak havoc on a digestive symptom. And I'm thinking of a very specific client who this happened to. She was like, Stephanie, I have been tested for H. pylori. It came back negative. We ran the GI map, came back positive. We addressed the H. pylori along with a bunch of other things, right? And I mean, all of her stomach issues, of which there were many, resolved. So we test and we don't guess. That is the first thing that we do. And then based on what we find, and we do educated testing, right? We really look at the whole situation and we think, okay, like where can we get the most clues into how to help this person heal? So then we run those tests. And then based on what we find, we create a protocol that addresses your whole body holistically. This is another big difference between the conventional system and the way that I work with clients is I am never looking at the gut in isolation. Everything in the body is connected. So any protocol and any roadmap that we create has recommendations for your diet and works to create a lifestyle for you around food that feels nourishing to your mind, body, and soul. But we're also looking at all the other factors, right? We're not just looking at your gut. We're looking at the way your gut is interfacing with your detox system, your liver. We're looking at how it's interfacing with your hormones, because we know that no system in the body is operating in isolation. And so we always have to be thinking about the ways that they're working together. And that's really challenging when you're seeing a gastroenterologist and they're just looking at the gut and they're not thinking about, okay, well, we're seeing that her liver is really congested and that might be part of this gut issue because she's not properly eliminating and detoxing. And so those two things are feeding on each other and making her feel really crappy, right? Which is something we're always looking at, using that as an example. And so my goal is always to get my clients as eating as many foods as possible while also respecting that what your body is telling us it's capable of any time. And so when I'm saying this because I want to make sure that it's clear, you know, we typically do use some form of an elimination diet in the beginning. And we do a food journal analysis and some form of an elimination diet, but it's never intended to be a permanent solution. It's meant to create space for your body to heal. So just because I think that elimination diets or cutting out a certain food is not the end all be all in your gut healing journey, a lot of times it is an early step to allow space for your body to heal. And it's the first step of my 5R gut healing process. But you know, it's not a step that you get stuck in forever. All right. And it's not a comprehensive step that will fix you on its own. So if you've done a remove, you know, an elimination diet, but it mostly stopped there, that's probably why you still don't feel good. So when we talk about the first step of this 5R process, it's 5 R's. The first one is remove. And it's important to note that it's not just removing foods, but also toxins and other irritants from your gut and from your life. This might look like removing a toxic person from your life or removing other sources of stress, removing irritants from your environment, right? Like not just things that you're eating, but things that are getting into our system and irritating the gut. So this could be household products, beauty products, things like that, if they are toxic for you. There's an author or a book that I love called Eat Dirt. And the author is Dr. Axe. And he talks about the different types of gut and one of them is the toxic gut. And, you know, it's just interesting to know how all of these things really come together and how holistically and broad we need to look in order to understand why so many people are having these issues. I digress. So there are 4 other R's in this process. They are replace, repair, reinoculate, and relax. And each of these steps, like the remove step, are based on your life, your gut, the lab results that we're seeing from you, and so much more. They're really personalized. And so when we think about the replace step, for some people, that replacing might be replacing enzymes. If your pancreatic enzyme production is low, or for others, it might be, you know, supporting bile and fat breakdown with other types of enzymes. It might be replacing certain foods, right? Switching out this food for that food and so much more. And that really is going to depend on what your life looks like, what your symptoms are, what we're seeing in your test results, and so much more. For the next step, repair, we're mostly speaking about the mucosal barrier or the gut lining, as almost everyone who has IBS has some form of a compromised mucosal barrier. And when I say that, what does that mean? In like more layman's terms, what probably more people have heard about is some form of a leaky gut. Because by the time that you're seeking help with IBS, there usually have been symptoms for a while, right? And there has been damage to the mucosal barrier or to the lining of the gut because of irritation, because of sensitivities, because of lifestyle things. I mean, there's so many reasons why. And so usually by the time we've been having symptoms for a long time, leaky gut is present. And for repairing, we're mostly coming in and working to repair that mucosal lining. We do that with supplements. We do that with certain foods and certain drinks and tools. We also do that by managing stress. That's going to be a big theme here. We also do that in some ways by repairing our relationship with our body. A lot of times, we don't have trust that our body has our best interests at heart, or that it's not showing up for us in the way that we want it to. We have trust in our ability to heal, especially if we've been struggling with stomach issues for a long time. And so this is something I work with clients a lot, is really helping you repair that trust with your body and building that trust back. The next R in this 5R program is to re-inoculate. And re-inoculation is an interesting one because it addresses bacteria in the gut. And so when I'm talking about things like I mentioned, pancreatic enzymes or looking at bile, all of these things are things that we're seeing in terms of results on these lab results, on these lab tests that we're doing. And so we're able to get like actual data and numbers on, okay, your pancreatic enzymes are low. You're not breaking down your fats properly. How do we know that? Because there was fat in your stool sample, right? When we're doing a GI map, we're getting a breakdown of what the bacteria in your gut is doing. And almost everyone I know who has leaky gut has at some point or another taken probiotics, most of the time also antibiotics. And sometimes probiotics are needed, but sometimes the issue is that the bacteria is already overgrown. So sometimes I have people coming to me and they're taking probiotics, and when we run a GI map and I see that they actually have way too high of these certain bacterias, it's part of the problem. And so we can look to the specific bacterias in the gut and really customize what a person needs in terms of their bacteria support. Is there too much good bacteria? Is there too little good bacteria? Is there too much bad bacteria? And we can get really specific with prebiotics and probiotics to use to make sure that you're supplementing smartly. And so, you know, we can also use food to re-inoculate. We can also use spending time in nature. Again, we're always looking holistically to help customize a roadmap to healing, a roadmap to feeling so good in your body that it's IBS who. And then, of course, relax comes into play the whole time, right? Because anyone with IBS would be able to tell you that their stress impacts their gut, right? We all know this. We get butterflies in our stomach when we're nervous. If you remember, I said a lot of IBS meds are low-dose antidepressants, and that's because the cells in the brain and the gut are so closely connected. Many people tend to store trauma in their gut. They experience stress in their gut, and it's so critical that we manage that stress, because you can have the perfect diet, take all the right supplements, but if we don't improve stress, then it won't get you where you want to go. I'm going to say that again because it's so critical. You can eat perfectly. You can take all of the top of the line supplements that are customized to you. But if you don't improve your stress, reduce your stress, then it won't heal your gut for you. Those other things won't matter. I mean, they matter, like they will help, but it won't get you all the way there. And there are, of course, other things that we look at too, right? When we're working with someone to help them optimize their digestive function, we're looking at transit time, which means how long it takes between when you have a bite of food and when you eliminate it, when you poop it out. And when we optimize transit time, focusing on how you're eating, right? We focus on looking to see how long that takes in terms of transit time. And that matters because of, are you reabsorbing toxins, or are you not absorbing your nutrients because things are moving too fast or too slow? All right. So we're really focusing on transit time. And there's a really fun DIY test that we do to do that. We also focus on how you're eating, right? In a way that goes beyond just how fast is it coming out, but are you chewing your food and effectively able to break down your food before it gets to your gut, right? Sometimes just not chewing enough is a problem for people. Are we allowing your body to switch to a state of rest and digest before you eat instead of eating in a state of stress, which is where most people are operating all the time? Because every body is different, okay? And every life is different. Everyone listening to this, despite having, you know, the shared IBS and frustration with that, all of your lives look different. You live in different places. Maybe some of you are single and, you know, love to go out to restaurants because that's what your social life revolves around. And some of you are in bed by 8 with a baby, right? We all have these different lives. And so we have to have a different approach for each person. And this is seemingly radical, right? This radical approach of requiring customization for every client, but that's why it works. That's why you don't just get a handout that says, here's a low FODMAP diet, good luck. It looks at internal stress, this way that we deal with helping someone actually heal. It looks at internal stressors that we can recognize in labs, right? What are internal stressors? They might be infections like H. pylori. They might be dysbiosis, like having too much bad bacteria or not enough good bacteria. They might be a congested liver that isn't allowing you to detox properly. It might be high cortisol levels, right? We have all these ways that we can see what the stress on the inside of your body looks like. But then we also address those external stressors like work or relationship stress. We look at your life and we help you build a sustainable path forward to living your most fulfilled life without symptoms because you've actually truly healed. So if your doctor is not helping and you're still struggling with IBS and you're finally ready to heal, look deeper. Get some functional labs done, labs that will tell you more than what you've ever had done before. Find a practitioner who will really listen, who will investigate and walk you through a healing process as you go. Take a look at your stress, commit to really managing it and really reducing it. Walk through a 5R program, 5R healing program that involves removing, replacing, repairing, re-inoculating, and relaxing. And see the magic happen. It is possible to live without IBS and not because you swallow a pill every day and you deal with the side effects of the pill, right? This is just you getting to live your best life. And if you're ready to step outside of that conventional way of dealing with IBS and you're ready to feel better than you've ever felt and have a practitioner who's going to listen to you and get those functional labs done and really commit to making your lifestyle conducive to you feeling the best you've ever felt in your life, join us inside the Well Woman Collective, where healing happens, where women coming together makes healing happen. Not only will you heal, but you will find your tribe of ladies who get it, who are going to cheer you on as you make shifts in your lifestyle that will forever change the way you feel for the better and let you start playing the game of show me how good it can get every day in your life. The Well Woman Collective has helped so many women, dozens and dozens and dozens. We're over 100 alumni. Get to the bottom of their tummy troubles. Get to the bottom of why they have IBS and live their best life. I could go and share just story after story and I would get so emotional thinking about the magic that has happened in these women's lives. I started that program in 2020. Over the last 4 years. Wow. I'm just thinking about that right now. I'm reflecting on it for the first time because I remember during the first cohort of Well Woman Collective is when lockdowns happened. And like, so that has been 4 years. Oh my gosh. And how many of these women's lives have been just totally taken a total different path in turn for the better. And I want that for you. And so if you're not sure if Well Woman Collective is the right fit for you, we can always have a clarity call to make sure it's a perfect fit, answer any questions.
We can always chat on social media, send me a message on Instagram. If you'd rather get private support, you can fill out an application for my private coaching or consider doing Well Woman Collective VIP, which is the best of both worlds. We're going to have links in the show notes to all Well Woman Collective related links, as well as my private coaching application and my Instagram. And I can't wait to connect with you more, love. And I really can't wait to witness and hopefully guide, but just witness you stepping into this next phase of your life where your IBS doesn't get to come along for the ride. So let me know if you have any questions. If you leave with anything today, it is that I hope you know that you are capable of having a symptom-free stomach. I am proof, so are my clients. Work with a practitioner, whether it is me or someone else, but someone who is going to help you find answers and not say, I don't know. And that is something that I promise you we will do. We get to the bottom of things. We are health detectives and investigators, and we find healing opportunities and support you in the lifestyle changes required to make that a reality. So, anyways, I'm just going on and on because I'm so passionate about this, but I look forward to hopefully connecting with you. And if you are listening to this and you have a bestie with IBS, please send it to them. Anyways, until next week's love. Mwah. Bye.